Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
Back at Pittsfield, McLean Family Park, we go to the top of the third inning, Atlantic Shore with a 3-1 lead over Mountain Home. It's the 4-5-6 hitters for Atlantic Shore this inning. Reed Ellison missing high with that first pitch. Ball one to Matt Noonan. Noonan with a single, was stranded back in the first. Noonan, Spina, and Ordilli here in this third inning. This one's ripped past the third baseman into left field. And Noonan with a leadoff single as he stops at first.
Number 13, Ryan Spina.
So Spina, the third baseman, will come to the plate. Runner at first, nobody out here for Atlantic Shore in this third inning. This one's hit into the air into shallow right center. Beckham, the right fielder, over to make the catch. He had a long run and got there. One down. And Mike Ordilli will come to the plate. Noonan runs first. First pitch to Ordilli is outside for ball one. Campbell waits to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. Atlantic Shore up 3-1. There's a swing and a miss as he got him to chase one up out of the zone. Boy, that fastball up there about shoulder high. Looks awfully good to those batters coming in. They chase it a lot. Here's 1-1. The runner's going. The strike. The throw is not in time. A stolen base for Noonan. And it's a 1-2 count on Ordilli at the plate. Next delivery from Ellison. Misses off the outside corner. Try to get him out there. It's now 2-2. Noonan led the inning off with the base hit. He stands at second after the stolen base. There's a fastball, missed up with it. Had him 1-2. Now the count's full, 3-2. Allison set again. Here's that 3-2 pitch. Hit into the air to center field. That's going to drop for a base hit in front of Stockton. Noonan around third. They're going to send him. Here's the throw back into the infield, and the run scores. It's now 4-1. Atlantic Shore with the lead as Ordilli picks up the RBI base hit. So if Mount Home gives up any more runs and they lose, they're going to be eliminated. Four is the most they can give up. Here's a runner at first now, and ground ball by Campbell. This is hit to the third baseman, goes to second, and the throws over the second baseman's head. And the throwing error by Stone will put runners at first and second now for Atlantic Shore. That's going to bring Ben Hogue to the plate. Hogue with an RBI single back in the second inning. He'll bat with runners at first and second. One out here in this third inning. The pitch from Ellison is line foul down the right side and out of play. Runners at first and second here. Next pitch to Hogue. Outside, and he gets past Rickman, and the wild pitch will enable the runners to advance up another base. One and one, the count to Hogue. Got Ordilly at third and Campbell at second. That one misses as well. It's 2-1 to Hogue. Myers waiting to bat next for Atlantic Shore here in this third inning. Hits it on the nose right to the shortstop. Jordan cannot come up with it. Another error for Mountain Home. One run is in. Runners at the corners now. So Mountain Home's given up five runs, so now the only way they can advance to bracket play is if they win this one. If they lose, they're going to lose out on the tiebreaker, so they've got to win it now to make it to tomorrow.
Number 10, Noah Myers.
So two runs in this inning for Atlantic Shore. You got Campbell running a third, Hogue at first after the error. Second error of the inning by Mountain Home. Myers is at the play. A pinch hitter waiting in the on-deck circle. Cohen is going to be the pinch hitter for the pitcher Patton in the on-deck circle. First, it's Myers, though. Fouls this one back out of play. Strike one. 5-1, Atlantic Shore leads it. We're in the top of the third. On one, the count to Myers. And a fake throw to first. The runner, they called a balk. The pitcher, Ellison, never stepped off. He wheeled and threw to first. Actually faked the throw to first, which you can't do unless you step off. And they call the balk, so the runners both advance. And that means the runner from third scores, and Hogue moves to second base. It's now a 6-1 Atlantic Shore lead. That pitch is outside.
Kurt Grid in press box. Kurt Grid.
1-1 the count. The count to Myers. Runner at second, one down. Three runs in here in this third inning for Atlantic Shore. Ellison set. The runner's going. The pitch is fouled right side, and it's out of play. Two-two the count. Ellison set again. Wheels towards second, does not make the throw. Here comes the 2-2. It's high for ball three to Myers. Three and two to Myers now. Hoag is the runner at second. He's been on base a couple of times. A RBI single and reached on an error. The pitch to Myers inside, ball four. Five of the first six have reached this inning, and we've got a pinch hitter here for Atlantic Shore.
Governor, attention, please. Pinch hitting for New Jersey, number
Trevor Cohen.
Trevor Cohen.
Cohen will be the pinch hitter here. Cohen bats from the left side. Runners at first and second for Atlantic Shore with one out. And this one's hit left side. The shortstop, Jordan Hazza, goes to second for one. Back to first, not in time. The throw gets by the first baseman. The run will score. It's a 7-1 ball game. The throw skips into the dugout, out of play, so the runner, the batter, will wind up at second on the play. So it's going to be, they'll get the runner at second, Myers. It's a fielder's choice for Cohen. And then the error on the second baseman, Harris, on the throw. Three errors this inning by Mountain Home. So a runner at second. There's two outs now, but four runs in. It's a 7-1 Atlantic Shore lead. Back to the top of the order with Elliott. First pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Ellison set again. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. One-one count to Elliott. Cohen, the runner at second. Four across the plate for Atlantic Shore here in this third inning. There's a big curveball in for a strike to Elliott. It's now 1-2. Ellison brings a fastball in. It's grounded right side. Harris has it. It's over to first, and the inning is over. Atlantic Shore scores four runs that inning. They were aided by three errors. We'll go to the bottom of the third. It's Atlantic Shore 7, Mountain Home 1. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.
You know why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
You can see that in the front row of the bleachers right here. There's two red shirts there waving to the crowd.
Well, we move to the bottom of the third inning. A new pitcher for Atlantic Shore. Trevor Cohen, who pinch hit this past inning, takes over on the mound for Atlantic Shore. He takes over for Van Patten. But Mount Holmes giving up too many runs. They will lose the tiebreaker if they lose the game. So the only way they can make it to bracket play now is if they win it. And they're down 7-1. Leading things off, Reed Ellison. And he does so with a base hit. Three innings in a row. Mount Holmes was led off with a base hit. Four hits for Mount Holmes.
Shortstop number seven, Trent Jordan.
Trent Jordan to the plate now, walked and was stranded back in the first. Lays down a bunt up the third baseline. Boy, this is a good one. The pitcher has it, a throw to first. Oh, in time. Close play at first, and they get Jordan. So Jordan is thrown out. Boy, it was a close one too. Ellison stands a second with one out. And, boy, I tell you, Cohen showed off his arm there. He had to go at the third baseline to get it. Made a strong throw to first. Stockton comes up now for Mount Holmes. First pitch is outside for ball one. Stockton hit by a pitch, his first plate appearance. Swing and a miss. One down out of the zone. It's 1-1. Ellison runs at second. He's there with one out. Stockton at the plate. Jones waiting to bat next. This pitch is inside for ball two. Next pitch, instead of throw to second, and Ellison back in plenty of time. Atlantic Shore, the number one seed coming out of this pool, regardless of what happens here. They get a bye to the semifinals. So does Tri-Valley, California. They won the other pool. Next pitch to Stockton in for a strike. It's 2-2. Cohen ready to work again. Here's the 2-2. This is outside, and it's 3-2. Ellison edges off second. Here comes the 3-2. Hit in the air, right side, foul and out of play. Atlantic Shore with a run in the first, two in the second, four in the third inning. They were aided by three Mount Holmes errors in the top half of this third. Stockton hits this one into left field, over the left fielder's head, all the way to the wall. Ellison will score easily. Stockton around first, digs for second. He's headed to third. They're going to send him. He's going to dig for home. Here comes the relay throw. It's an inside-the-park home run for Lawson Stockton. Boy, you can tell he turned on the jets after he rounded first base. He was thinking a home run all the way, and there was no way they were going to hold him up. A two-run inside-the-park home run for Lawson Stockton. Well, that puts a little life not only back in this team, but in the crowd as well. 7-3, our score. Atlantic Shore with the lead. Jackson Jones at the plate now. First pitch he sees is high for ball one. Boy, I tell you what, Stockton showed his speed there. Obviously didn't get that from his dad. Had to be for Mama. Next pitch to Jones on the way is going to be a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Stone waiting to bat next here for Mountain Home after Jones. Two runs in, one down here in the third for Mountain Home. This one's hit into the air into left field. This is driving Ordilli back, and it's going to be caught by the center fielder, I believe. Yes, it is. Elliott over to make the catch from center field. He had a long run. He and Ordilli got there at about the same time, and Elliott makes the catch. Boy, Jones gave that one a ride.
Number 53, July Stone.
So two outs. July Stone at the plate, singled, stole a base. Wound up scoring back in the second inning. Scored on the error by the second baseman. Up there with a 1-0 count. Base is empty and two down. There's a curveball that misses outside. 2-0 now to Stone. Harris waits to bat next here for Mountain Home. Cohen ready to work again. This is low again. It's ball three. 3-0 to Stone. Going ready with that 3-0 pitch. Taken for a strike, 3-1. Ellison led the inning off with a single. Moved to second on the ground out, and then scored on the inside the park homer by Stockton. 7-3. Stone rips this one down the left field line, but it's foul. That fills the count 3-2. See if Stone can find a way to get on here with two outs in this third inning. The pitch from Cohen, the 3-2. Popped him up, foul, back towards the screen. The catcher coming back, and it's out of play. I'm laughing at Lisa House down here in front of us. David, your mom almost got hit. Lisa House basically left her there to Lisa ran away, and poor Martha Drury was left there to fend for herself. Next pitch is grounded left side. The third baseman, Spina, has it. Throw to first is in play. Boy, Lisa. She can still move. I'll give her credit. So at the end of three, we'll take a break. It's Atlantic Shore 7, Mountain Home 3. You're listening to the Blue Storm and the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.